The Red Shirt Interviews podcast is a production of the Red Shirt Geeks. Find us at redshirtgeeks.com, where every expendable hero has a home.
Shut up, Wesley.
Red Shirt Geeks.
Hide behind the mound of dead Barnes.
Red Shirt Geeks.
Welcome to the Red Shirt Interviews, starring Lars D, the pseudo-Kiwi. Today, Lars is talking with actor Vic Mignogna.
Red Shirt Geeks.
Welcome back to another wonderful episode of the Red Shirt Interviews, the show that had so many guests that were invading our normal podcast that we just had to split it off into its own show. But that's not saying anything wrong with it, because we've had some fantastic people come and talk to us, and today is no exception. We have a wonderful, wonderful guest with us, the Mr. Captain Kirk himself. I'm sorry, I'm a huge fan of the series. I just can't help but geek out a little about it. Mr. Vic Mignogna, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh my gosh, I am honored to be a part of anyone who is proud to be a red shirt. I just absolutely love the name of your show. It's a pleasure to join you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, that's one thing is with the red shirts, we celebrate the differences between everybody. And at the end of the day, you know, we feel that some people are considered expendable for their particular likes or their whatever their geek likes are or their passions are. So we welcome them to us, and that's why our tagline is "Where every expendable hero has a home." And funny enough,
I love that. I love that, man. I agree with you completely, and I love that philosophy.
Oh, appreciate it. Appreciate it. You know, we've made a lot of friends. We worked with the Red Shirt series, and also very close with the Red Shirt Diaries. I love those two. I don't know if you ever watched that show on YouTube. Amazing.
I have. So I have seen some of the Red Shirt series. It's one fantastic.
Well, Vic, you know, obviously you have been in the industry for quite a little while. You've got a pedigree as long as my arm, not just in live action, but of course you have a lot of experience in anime. You know, most people will probably know you from Full Metal Alchemist or the Dragon Ball Z films.
Right.
What was it like? I mean, I know that before you got into doing anime, you know, you worked in television production. You've worked in quite a few areas of film and TV production. What kind of got you hooked into doing this?
Well, you know, ever since I was very young, I had been acting. And what's funny is that what actually kind of inspired me to get into acting was William Shatner and Captain Kirk. I actually loved the original series of Star Trek so desperately. I ate, slept, and breathed that show. I drove my mother crazy with how much I loved that show. When I was 10 and 11 and 12, I would record the episodes on a cassette player and put them under my pillow at night and listen to them, and I would get my mom to teach me to use a sewing machine so I could make my own uniforms, and I built my own props and rounded the kids in the neighborhood up and made Star Trek episodes. And so I've been acting since I was very young, mostly because of my love of Star Trek. And then about 15 or 16 years ago, a friend of mine in Houston encouraged me to audition for this production company in Houston called ADV Films. They purchased Japanese anime and they dubbed it into English, and they were looking for actors. So I auditioned for that company and I got cast and started doing voiceover work for anime and video games. And fast forward 15 or 16 years and I've done probably over 300 different animated series and video games. And I really, really, really love voice acting. Well, it was never anything that I expected to get into. It was just actually it was just a quite a random thing.
I mean, it looks like you obviously, I mean, you like you said, you've been over 300. I mean, the we were doing our homework as any good radio show host should be doing, and you know, I thought to myself, oh my goodness, this is you know, I knew that you had been in quite a bit of things, but just not to the extent that what I found. And I thought, my goodness, you know, you would never have thought, because especially for Americans here who watch anime, they don't fully, you know, realize or sometimes appreciate how many people do the, you know, do so many different productions. So to see that you, I mean, there's literally an A to Z list here of series that you worked on. But I mean, you also mentioned video games that you've been a part of. I was actually really surprised and pleased to see that you were involved with the latest World of Warcraft add-on. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know what? It's kind of funny because, again, William Shatner came into the story about 5 years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. The girl that runs my fan club called me one day and she said, "Have you seen William Shatner's World of Warcraft commercial?" And I said, "No. What's World of Warcraft?"
Okay. Yeah.
And so I looked it up online and I loved it. And I thought, wow, you know, it's so easy, you know, it's such a simple commercial. They're just, he's standing there in a white, plain white room, and they've got some in-game footage cut into the commercial. And my friend said, you ought to make a World of Warcraft commercial. So I did, and I did it just for fun, and it's on YouTube, and it's got like 2.5 million views, but it's on YouTube. But I was never in World of Warcraft. I didn't play World of Warcraft. I didn't really know much about it. I only did that because, once again, William Shatner had done one, and I thought it was pretty fun. So you can imagine how excited I was when I got an audition for a new character in World of Warcraft, and I got cast for this role. And just a couple of months ago, I recorded this character for World of Warcraft. So now I'm very, very excited and honored to say that I'm finally officially a part of World of Warcraft.
Well, I mean, I can see that, again, it seems like you've moved from one genre to the other, and I wouldn't say you've tiptoed. What you've done is you've kind of just stepped your way from, you know, starting with anime, you got into video games, you went into TV, you went, you know, you're doing your own series, you worked in, you know, you've done some movies, and that's really a good sign to see. You know, we spoke with another wonderful guest from the con that's going to be there this coming weekend, John R. Mangus, who's, when we were asked to interview this person, we're like, I'm not particularly familiar with this work, but I'll check it out. And suddenly it's like, okay, this is I was completely flabbergasted, gobsmacked. I thought I know all of this, I've seen all of this, and I didn't put two and two together. And of course I was pleasantly surprised. So you know, it's so wonderful to be able to see that when somebody puts their hearts and their minds to a particular project, that something really good comes out of it. And not only does it is the good for them come out of it, but also it inspires other people to get involved and get behind it. And I'm a Trek nerd. I am a Trekkie, and I don't care what the combination of that word is.
Yay, Trekkies! I'm a Trekkie too. I'm with you, buddy.
I can still remember as a wee tacker, my father sitting down in front of the TV and watching the original series. And that was a little fire in me. And again, you know, I have waited so many years to see projects come out where people, you know, it's been nice to see little projects throughout the years come together. But there hasn't been a lot of effort behind it. People just kind of did it for a little fun. But when I saw the first episode of Star Trek Continues, and you guys brought in the character of Adonis again.
It wasn't just
a really good story. I'm just sitting there and I thought to myself, and I've been telling some other colleagues that I said, "You don't understand how good this looks." And I said, "Have you watched it?" And they're like, "No, we haven't seen it." I'm like, "You have to go see this, because just..." I said, "Just don't even, yeah, you know, don't even pay attention to who is playing who, just for a moment." I said, "Look at how this is done. If you didn't know any better or any different, you would swear that you're watching the original series, because the production values and the sets are so up to snuff of the original that it's just, you know, again, I didn't know what I was watching until I saw it." And then, there was you, there was Todd Haberkorn, you know, Chris Doohan, you know, one of my favorites, Grant Amahara. And of course, you know, who can forget Larry Nemechek? And, you know, I mean, I'm sure you're probably a little bit biased, but, you know, Michelle as Dr. Elise McKenna.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, but it wasn't just that you had these great people or great actors. You had people together who were really passionate about the project.
Right.
And out, right. out of that, you know, it doesn't come out every week. It doesn't come out every month. You know, you guys have to put a lot of time and effort and money into doing these things.
Right.
But when you do it, when it comes out and you see this, you know, it just makes you want more of it. You know, you're like, you know, this is where we need to be back to, you know.
Well, believe me, we love doing it, and I would love to do more of them. We're actually going to be launching another Kickstarter, or as we like to call them, Kirkstarters. In January, we're shooting our next episode in January. And it's a very dramatic episode. I think everyone's going to love. But you're right. A lot of work and time and preparation and love and money and passion and skill and sweat go into making this production. And I'm so honored and so grateful for the team that we've assembled and the people that work on STC. We love it. It's a big family. And that we look forward very much to doing them. We wish we could do more.
Well, I'm sure you will. I mean, I know that, you know, when we see something here at Red Shirt Geeks, when we see a project that we really think needs to be out there, we get behind it, not just promotionally, but also financially, you know, because we like to encourage and inspire others to do the same thing. And you guys do a good enough job on your own. Nobody needs to be seeing what we're doing, but you're definitely getting the attention that you need.
I think people realize that it is a labor of love. And for those in your audience that don't know this, you know, Star Trek is a licensed property. You can't just make Star Trek and decide to sell it. It's owned by CBS, and we're not allowed to make any money. But to be honest with you, that's never the reason that we did it. We didn't do it to try to make money. We did it because we loved what made the original series so special and so endearing, and we wanted to continue that. So one of the biggest challenges for us is finding good stories and having the money and people's schedules, because we're all volunteers. Those are the challenges in getting episodes out. And we're trying to do, and we have so far done two per year, and we'd love to do more, but those three things are really the challenges: money, good stories, and people's schedules.
Right. And you're all right. You know, most people don't realize that that Star Trek is a heavily licensed product. And it was something that we talked about in a previous episode of our main show, the Red Shirt Geeks podcast, about how strict these companies are on protecting their intellectual property. And I guess I have to say, you know, because I know that when it comes to Star Wars, you know, Lucasfilm initially and now Disney are very tight on the level of fan products that come out. They approve practically everything that comes out. With Star Trek, thankfully, you know, they are a little bit more lenient as far as being able to get product out there and be able to do your own sort of work. But you're right, you know, they they do take the appropriate steps to protect their intellectual property, their product. Because, I mean, Star Trek has been around now for, what, we're on coming up on 50 years. I think we're 45 right now.
Yeah, coming up on the 50th very soon. And you know what? CBS has been very gracious in allowing fan productions to exist. Their stipulation is you can't make money. Don't try to make money or commercialize or monetize our intellectual property. But as long as you don't do that, they've been very, very kind and gracious in allowing Star Trek fan productions to exist.
Well, and it's great to see that you guys have embodied the spirit of Star Trek, not just, you know, getting together with, you know, some people, writing a couple of scripts and seeing what comes out of it. You have really put the life back into the original series. And I like to just go on record saying this. You know, when I started watching it, I mean, I love the work that James Colley did with is doing with Star Trek New Voyages and Phase Two, but when I saw you portraying Captain Kirk, I said that's it, that's the guy right there who gets it.
Thank you. I really appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
It's well deserved, and it's. For a big fan like me, it is so refreshing to be able to see somebody revitalizing a franchise that in years has waned, you know, for different reasons due to either, you know, actors, writers, you know,
right.
It's right. The business. It's Hollywood. It goes in its own living, breathing direction.
Right.
You know, and one of the wonderful things, you know, like I've been able to speak with a Trek veteran. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Andy Probert, who did a obviously.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do know Andy. Yes.
And again, you know, when I sit there and I talk to him, I talk to yourself, talk to people who are really into this. It's so good, and so like I use the word refreshing. It is revitalizing to see this whole thing coming back to life, and I'm hoping to see a lot more of it. You know, and one thing I wanted to say is like there's another project that you were involved with that I know that it's a little bit slower to get moving, but it's still there, and that was Star Trek Renegades. I didn't even realize that you were in the movie until I was sitting there watching one of the first teaser trailers. It might have been the second one that I saw that I actually caught you in your play Garrus, the Cardassian. And
yeah.
I thought to myself, I had to stop for a second. I was like, roll it back. I said, wait a minute. that's Bick. And I was like, So I thought, now I got to see this. So what was it like? I mean, what was it like working with some, you know, Hollywood veterans in such a promising looking movie?
Well, to be fair, I can't tell you much about Renegades. I was asked to play a role in it, and we shot Renegades like over a year ago. And I don't know any details. I haven't really seen anything about it. I enjoyed my experience, and I certainly enjoy and love the people that are a part of it. I know, you know, I consider Tim Russ and Adrian Wilkinson and a lot of people that I worked with on that shoot good friends. But I enjoyed my experience, but I can't really tell you much about what's going on with Renegades, because I really don't know.
We've been watching its progress and just seeing where it's going. But again, it's just nice to see you're not just pigeonholing yourself into one area. You're kind of getting involved wherever you can. One other area that I know that you've been very busy in, and I've been watching the social media feeds specifically for Star Trek Continues, but you've been hitting the con scene quite heavily. What is it like when you get to these conventions and suddenly now there are people who have seen the show, they're familiar with all aspects of your work, and you're instantly recognized as a Star Trek icon? What's it been like for you?
Well, I must tell you, it's very gratifying, and it's also quite humbling, because I didn't make Star Trek Continues to become popular. I certainly didn't make it to earn a lot of money. I did it because I wanted to honor the original series, and because I wanted to get the chance to play a role that I always loved, and to create more stories in the style and the vein of the original series. I honestly did not know or expect anything to really come of it. But I knew, after working with several other fan productions, I knew that it could be done so much better than it had been done, in terms of acting, in terms of production, in terms of efficiency, in terms of story. I just felt like it could be done better. And my college degree is actually in film. I mean, I've been a filmmaker for a long time. So I really wanted to bring together a team of people that could make something really, really good, and yet make it out of passion and for love of the original series. I didn't expect it to become hugely popular, but I'm humbled and really overwhelmed that so many people are enjoying it.
Well, I can tell you, from as much as we can, we spread the word far and wide. If anybody hasn't seen the series,
please continue to do it. Yeah.
You know, this weekend you're going to be at Geekonomicon down in Biloxi, and we know that you're, I mean, I know that you were a recent, sort of a recent addition to the guest list, but, it, you know, the whole thing is that you're going to be there with, you know, some other wonderful sci-fi actors. You know, there's Chris Judge, there's Richard Hatch. I love talking to Richard. We've interviewed him a couple of times on this show, and every time we talk to him, it's just kind of putting your head in your hands and sighing and listening. It's just,
I love, yes, Richard and I are very dear friends. We go way back. We've done a lot of events together. In fact, I believe I'm the only person on the planet that has ever beat Richard Hatch in thumb wrestling.
Little known
fact there, right? things that you didn't know and didn't care about. But I love Richard to death, and Gigi Edgley and Chris Judge, great friends, and I'm really excited. I know I was added at the last minute, but I'm very, very excited to be joining the convention this coming weekend.
Well, it's going to be great to have you down there. We wish we could actually be there with you guys to celebrate. We did promise that if they have another one, that we'll be down there with you guys to see this next event. But I know that it's going to be great, not just for you, but also it's going to be more, you know, great to see the fans. You know, fans are going to be able to, you know, come out and shake your hand and say hi and meet the guy who inspires their dreams. And you mentioned you know, that you've been a filmmaker for a long time. And I usually tell most guests that I speak to, because I do speak to a lot of filmmakers, that, you know, one thing that watching what you guys do does for me is I'm 40 years old, and I just finished film school this year, and I graduated from Full Sail University with a degree in cinematography, and when I turn around and it's so much to see, you know. This is what I try to explain to the people who don't quite understand what I'm trying to do is, I said, look at this. You know, this is an example of doing it right. And I said, this is an example of when you take passion plus skill plus a lot of good people and hard work. I said, this is what comes out of it. So, you know, again, I know I have been very much waxing the redundant on Star Trek Continues and how much I enjoy it, but, you know, please understand that I know that I'm not the only person that this series affects in that manner. So, you know, please keep doing it and keep doing whatever you can be doing as long as you can, because we're going to be following you.
Well, let me assure you that your kind words are deeply appreciated. I will pass them on to my cast and crew, and rest assured that we we absolutely love what we're doing, and we are so grateful that other people are enjoying it, and we'll keep doing it to the best of our ability as long as we can. And like I said, check us out. Please encourage and invite your listeners to check us out at www.StarTrekContinues.com. Like us on Facebook, official Star Trek Continues, and come out and see me at a convention and spread the good word about Star Trek Continues.
Oh, we absolutely will. And again, thank you, Vic, so much for your time. It has been absolutely fantastic talking to you.
Thank you.
I hope we get a chance to do it, not only on the show, but perhaps in person at some point. But again, thank you so much for your time. It is much appreciated, and we wish you all the best of luck.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Red Shirt Geeks!
And that's all the time we have for this episode of the Red Shirt Interviews. Come check us out on RedShirtGeeks.com.
Shirt Geeks podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International license. Permissions beyond the scope of this license may be available at RedShirtGeeks.com.